Okay, good evening, everyone. So we have been discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush. We got into it originally through discussing the laws of Ketanim that led us to whether they can eat or not before Kiddush, and we moved on to some other inyanim of Kiddush. So, okay, I hope I can be heard. Okay, so I would like to continue. Okay. I'm getting certain messages here. Am I not being heard?
We can hear you, Rabbi.
We hear you.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. So I'd like to continue now. Now, since we're into Kiddush, so let's discuss some other halachas pertinent to Kiddush. We've discussed the idea of Kiddush b'makom seuda, that Kiddush has to be, in order to be yotzi Kiddush, it must be followed by eating a seuda, and we defined what is necessary to be called seuda here. If it's not a regular bread seuda, what you have to eat. But what I want to discuss now is the idea that Kiddush b'makom seuda applies, of course, by when you sit down, let's say Friday night, and you recite Kiddush, and it's going to be followed by a regular meal. It's important that the meal follow immediately, meaning to say, there are two concepts. There are two, Kiddush b'makom seuda means two things. It means it's a question of location and a question of time. So in terms of time, there's no exact shear given that you make Kiddush, now you must start eating within a certain amount of minutes. There is no time limit, but it really is the sooner the better, meaning it's not really appropriate or, you know, correct to make Kiddush. And then, you know, before you get up to go to wash and you're sitting around and schmoozing or discussing something or whatever it is, it's not uncommon that, especially if you have guests at the table and if you make Kiddush and then you're passing around the wine and some people have took a sip, others didn't yet. And meanwhile, the ones that did already a conversation might ensue, and there's discussion about this and that. And then if there's nothing pushing anyone, especially at Shabbos, and you worked hard all week and you want to relax a little, so one could tend to just sit around and talk for a while and say, okay, why don't we go wash? So that's not really the proper practice. I'm not saying that if you did that, you wouldn't be Yotzi Kiddush. It seems that as long as you eventually go and wash without doing anything else or leaving the place, it would be still called Kiddush b'makom seuda. I mean, there might be some expiration point, but hopefully we don't come near that. But what I'm trying to bring out is that really the ideal Kiddush b'makom seuda is that it's done immediately. Right after you make Kiddush, you get up and wash and begin the seuda. And then there's time to, there's time to talk and time to have discussions over the course of the night. But the seuda really should begin right away. That's in terms of time. In terms of location, there are specific halachas, meaning it definitely one should be careful not to leave the area, the room, or certainly not the house where Kiddush was recited, where they were Yotze Kiddush, before at least beginning the Suda and having had enough bread that it's considered already Kiddush b'makom seuda. If a person, well, let me give you the extreme. Let's say you would, you're invited over to somebody's house for the Friday night meal, but you decide, you know what, you want to make Kiddush in your own house. It may be because whatever it is, you got this new becher and you just love using it every Friday night and you don't want to pass up the opportunity. Or maybe I'll give you a more practical example. Maybe someone in your household is not going. You're invited over. Let's say the husband and wife are going to eat by another family, and maybe with or without children. But there's a child at home, an older child, whatever it is, older meaning already adult or close to adult age, 20 or close enough, and they don't want to come with the parents. They'd rather eat at home. Now, not necessarily recommending that, saying it's a good thing to do, whether you should accept the invitation then or et cetera, et cetera. When that's not, maybe parenting classes are is not the topic right now. But let's say for one reason or other, that is what's happening. Or maybe it's not a child. Maybe it's someone else that lives in the household and they're not going. So but they'd like you to make kiddush for them. Now, you could make kiddush and for someone else and not have a suda. The one who has that, who kiddush makom suda means the one who wants to be yosi with the kiddush has to have a suda right then in that location. But if you're making kiddush, let's give you the easier example. You already made kiddush. You recited kiddush, and then later somebody else is there who needs kiddush, who's for whatever reason not capable of doing it themselves. You're allowed to repeat kiddush, even though you were yosi ready for them. And if you ate already, let's say it's after your meal, someone wants you to make kiddush for them, you can, and you don't have to eat again. Kiddush makom suda means they who want to be yotzei kiddush, they have to eat. For them, it has to be makom suda. For you, even though you're the one reciting kiddush, but you're yotzei already. You don't need to be yotzei with this kiddush, so you don't have to make it makom suda. But in the case where you aren't yotzei yet, it's Friday night, as I said, and you're making kiddush in your house because there's somebody who's not going next door to eat, and they'd rather have you make kiddush for them. So you make kiddush for them, and then you want to say, okay, you know, good Shabbos, and you want to leave and go to your friend's house of your host and eat there. Well, you could do that, but you weren't yotzei kiddush. You have to hear kiddush again by your host. Say kiddush, recite kiddush, or hear kiddush, because even though you recited kiddush, but you left the makom, and even if it's literally the next door, it's your next door neighbor, and you go and you're over there, and within 3 minutes you're already washing and sitting down to eat, which is as quick as it ever happens in your own house, but that doesn't help because it's not makom kiddush. It's not makom suda. Rather, the kiddush wasn't in the makom, in the location of the suda. The kiddush was done in your house, and the suda is being in the next house. So while the person who stayed behind in your house, who ate in your house, they are yotzei kiddush, yes, but you have to hear kiddush again in the house that you're eating in. And that's why I say, if for some reason, you know, let's say nobody's staying behind, and you prefer to make kiddush in your own house because you have a type of wine that you love to drink, and you know the people, like, so they make kiddush on grape juice, and that doesn't interest you. You want to make kiddush on this delicious wine that you have, but you don't want to eat here because you're eating by them. You can't do that. You can't just make kiddush in your house and say, okay, let's go next door and wash. Okay, but let's say it's not a question of going next door to eat, but let's say it's simply a matter of leaving the place where you make kiddush and then returning to eat. So that you shouldn't do either, meaning when you make kiddush, the next step should be to begin the suda, as I say, to wash and have enough bread to have, you know, at least a kazayis of bread, preferably two and a bit of kazayisim of bread. And the yotzei kiddush, then if for some reason you have to, let's say you have to go out for something, whatever it may be. Let's say you realize Friday night that someone in shul gave you a message to deliver to your neighbor, an important message. And you say, oh, I forgot on the way home from shul, I was supposed to deliver this message. And you remember by kiddush, don't go out after kiddush to your neighbor's house and then come back to eat. Wait until you wash after you made kiddush already. You can, obviously, it's best to do it before kiddush. But if you forgot to do it before kiddush, then after you make kiddush, first wash and eat a nice piece of challah or two, and then go to your neighbor's house, and you can come back and continue your meal. Then it's ready kiddush makom suda. So even if you left in the middle, it's not a problem. B'di'eved, if you did leave, you actually left and went to your neighbor's house, and then came after kiddush before washing, and then you come back. But the Eved, we paskin that you don't have to repeat kiddush, because you're ending up having the suda in the same makom where you made kiddush, albeit that you interrupted in between and you left that makom. But since you came back to that makom, and again, you know, assuming the time is when the reasonable amount of time, you just went next door to have deliver a message to your neighbor, and you're coming right back to your house. So the time is not the time factor is not critical here. It's not important. It's just location, the fact that you left the location. So Bidi Evid, having done that already, you wouldn't repeat kiddush. You would just go ahead and wash, and it would be considered kiddush makasuda. But it's not the right thing to do lechatchila. And now I would add that not just the case of leaving the house, but even preferably don't leave the room. Preferably. Now, you might say, well, I always leave the room because I wash in my dining room and then I go to the kitchen. I make kiddush in the dining room, and then I go to the kitchen to wash. We always do it that way. So if you're a home builder, or if you're thinking of you know, doing renovations to your house, it might not be such a bad idea to install a sink, you know, near where you eat. Now, I'm not sure that goes over so well in America. In Israel, it's much more common that they actually have sinks. Or at least I've seen that. Maybe, you know, maybe it's not super common, but I've seen that in Eretz Yisrael where there's a sink by the dining area. And this way, you could do Kiddush Makom Suda Mamish. You don't even have to go to another room. But, okay, as long as, excuse me, for the time being that you're not remodeling your house and you are going, you do need to go to the kitchen to wash. That's okay, because to go from room to room is not as serious, especially when you intended that, when you're making Kiddush, you intended that, even if you didn't think it out specifically, but that's what you do every single time. That's, you're going to have to do that in your, so as I say, that's within your, it's within the plans. It's already planned that way that you're going to go to the other room. And many times you could, it's a mile, it's an advantage if you could see the other room. If you could see the kitchen from where you're, from the dining room, which in many cases you can, it depends obviously on the layout of your house, but frequently you could see the kitchen from the dining room, in which case it's not much of a shiloh, you know, a question at all. And so it is best, though, to minimize the leaving. So as I said, certainly if you made Kiddush and then you remembered, I don't know, you had an article of the Dvar Torah that you left in a different room altogether in your study. And so it's in the same house, but don't, after Kiddush, don't go over to your study, which is a place you didn't intend to go and you can't see it from the dining room. It's a different room altogether. Don't do that after Kiddush. The better thing to do is to wash first, start the suda, have some challah, then go get the article from your room or whatever it may be, then leave the room if you need to. So as I said, but the effort, of course, if you left and went to the study and came back, of course you wouldn't repeat Kiddush. You would just wash and eat, because I told you, even if you go to the next neighbor's house, when you come back, you wouldn't repeat Kiddush. But the chatchila, the best thing is to stay within the room, or as I say, if you have to go out to wash, if you go out to wash in a room which either you could see from where you are, or at least it was, at least you had it in mind, we would, that would be acceptable. But the bottom line is, just to sum it up in one sentence, the least break that you can make between Kiddush and Suda, both in terms of time and in terms of leaving the location, the better. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, and Hashem, hope to continue next week. Kol Tov.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.